Joining me on Outback Mornings, two very special ladies from Literacy for Life, Katie Jasper. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, Wayne.
And how Katie, are you? I'm going well. Katie is the campaign coordinator for the forthcoming Collarenebri Literacy for Life campaign. And Leah Whitesell joins me, and she's the campaign project officer. How are you, Leah?
I'm going well, thanks, Wayne.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Now, we've got a fair bit to talk about because I think the program that you run is a wonderful one. And tell us, why is the campaign good for Collarenebri?
Well, Wayne, for a long time, elders and community leaders in Collie have recognised the need for an adult literacy course in our community. We've had lots of positive feedback from the community. People have said that the campaign will help them to get their licence, to fill out forms, to read their medical instructions, to fill out the housing forms, and to help their kids with their homework.
Now they're very important things, aren't they? They're just basic necessities for life, really, aren't they, for living?
Yes. So basically, learning to read and write will open many doors and allow people in our community to have independence.
Now, last year there was a door knock to assess people's interest, and I guess that went very well.
Yes, it is. We got very positive feedback. Lee will be able to tell you a bit more about how many people that we've interviewed.
Yeah.
Yes,
go on, Leah. Tell us, how many did you interview during the door knock last year?
I was going to say that we managed to speak with 131 people in the community. And it was a really great way of getting the word out there that we're here in town, and people were just really, really positive, so we're just really excited.
Now, there's a bit of a stigma attached to literacy, and some people are semi-literate or illiterate, but it's nothing to be ashamed of in this day and age, isn't it, particularly with a program like Literacy for Life?
No, absolutely not. There's no shame in it at all. In fact, we're here for people who the school system has failed in the past, and we're just here to help, you know. We want people to be able to lead their lives independently, and we just want people to be happy, you know.
Yeah. Now, the Literacy for Life campaign, I've talked to this before to other people, but it's a worldwide project and really had its roots in Cuba, which is interesting.
That's right. It started in Cuba in the 1960s. They had a national literacy campaign for an entire year and ended literacy in their country. More than 30 countries in the world have used this Cuban model, and more than 10 million adults.
That's a lot of people, isn't it?
That is. That is a lot of people.
I'm speaking with Katie Jasper. She's the campaign coordinator for the forthcoming Collarenebri Literacy for Life campaign, and also Leah Whitesell, the campaign project officer. Now, tell me, what happens? Give us a step-by-step occurrence with the course. What happens there?
Well, we're not only learning to read and write, but we're learning to learn, and we start from the very beginning. It's a 6-month course. The first 3 months are literacy classes. These first months are special because it's our own mob teaching. We start from the very beginning, and after 3 months, our students will be writing letters and filling out forms.
So it turns into a practical exercise not long after.
That's right. That's right, there is, Wayne. There's the last 3 months are called post-literacy, and are based on the idea of use it or lose it. Like with any new skill, once you learn it, you've got to practice, otherwise you'll never remember it. So we organise a really fun program of activities for our students to practice their literacy in real life. For example, we have service providers that come out to Collie, like the AMS, Aboriginal Legal Service, to learn how to get the most out of their services. We also organise cultural trips too, excursions such as Visit the Bree, Fish Traps, and at the end we have a big graduation celebration. If you complete the course, you'll get a certificate.
Which is wonderful. Great. And those who have received certificates in the past and have done the Literacy for Life course, it really has helped them tremendously in life, hasn't it, and given them a great self-esteem.
Yes, it certainly has, Wayne.
Well, that's good. Now, tell us about the launch. The big launch is coming up. That's at 10 o'clock at the Red Shed in Collarenebri on the Thursday, next Thursday the 31st, or this Thursday, I should say. So tell us about that.
Well, we've got our launch starting at 10 a.m. We're going to have a barbecue breakfast. It's at the Red Shed. So we're hoping that a lot of people will come and support our program, our campaign, the wider community. And we've also, if I could, Wayne, we've also got everyone welcome. We've also got on Wednesday, the 6th of February at 10 a.m. in the morning, a movie running at the RSL Club. It's a movie about, in my own words, an inspirational little film from the Bree Mob to give us a bit of insight on the literacy program and how that helped their community.
A bit of first-hand knowledge there, which is fantastic.
First-hand knowledge, that's right.
Well, that's good. So those two events happening. And again, it's open, the launch is open to everyone. And what can everybody do? Do you need RSVPs?
No, you don't. Just come along and hopefully we'll get a good turnout.
Yep.
They can come along and have a yarn to our wonderful team. If I could run the girls' names.
Go for it.
We've got Jan Thorne, Isabella Flick, Keisha Walford and Leah Weasel, and myself. We're the team for Collie.
Terrific. Well, all the best with it, and of course we'll be promoting it right throughout between now and when the big event's happening on Thursday. And don't forget that other event, the movie on the 6th of February. Thanks very much for your time, Katie.
Thank you.
And thank you too, Leah, for your time, and all the best with the Literacy for Life campaign in Collarenebrine. May it continue right throughout our region.
Thank you
very much for having us.
You're very welcome. And you're listening to Outback Morning.